This was not the way I would imagine things to end for me. I thought that it was gonna be more grand, more filled with thunder and diamonds and beautiful shiny things around me, with people who would love me, and never abandon me. But they did. They all left me here. They just went away. Nobody's coming back for me. I know that this time it's not gonna happen. They stole my hair. All of it. My one main thing that really made me special. I don't know what to do now. It's too late. I don't have any power or any faith in anybody anymore, not even myself, which is the first time. I might as well just give up.
Once again, welcome you guys.
Thank you.
We are really, the shit has hit the fan.
Hasn't it
just? Oh, yeah.
We can say that again.
So you guys, are you up for this? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you like, is this going to end well?
All or nothing. I don't think so.
So well.
I don't know.
Well.
We hope so.
Let's keep
we
our
hope
hopes
for
up,
that.
You guys, and just...
Little goblin fingers crossed over here.
Varianna's seen a lot in her days. She doesn't have a lot of hope for this situation.
No.
Oh, negated.
No, sorry. No. Pessimist.
The power of positive thinking, you know?
Will Annalie roll a new character today or will she not? We will find out.
Oh.
So, you guys, yes. Are you ready to start the adventure?
Yes.
Okay.
Allura looks up and sees the druid's head peek over the edge of the muddy pit.
Allura. Allura.
You came back. No!
Okay, save your strength.
No fucking way, God, weird. How could you leave me here?
I go down to her. I'm coming down.
Look at me, baby.
I'm coming down. Please, Allura. Just be silent. I'm coming down. Okay, I go down to her. Oh my God, you're bleeding.
We have to.
I'm trying to heal her.
Yeah.
So that's empathy, and you have healing, and here we go. I see 1-2 successes. That's all you need. She doesn't have more in strength, so she's up.
Thanks. But what the fuck took you so long? Why did you take this long time?
There's a lot of orcs, and they are good scouts, and we need to get out, so come with me now.
Thank you, but I will get you for this later, okay? And the other one, I'm not going to even think about those, okay?
Okay, I'm looking over the edge. What do I see?
You see some orcs passing. Unfortunately for you guys, there's a heavy rain, which means that there are a lot of clouds blocking the sun. So many of the orcs... that maybe would have stayed inside the tents to keep away from the sun. They're out and about. So you see some orcs passing to and fro. fully armed, fully armored. But you are on the outskirts of the camp. There's only 20 meters, 60 feet to the edge of the camp.
Do I see my two friends anywhere?
Guessing you guys are hiding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vorena, you're staying by Nissa's side, aren't you?
Yeah.
You need to roll for stealth because the sentries are coming back for another round.
All right.
This is such a big oak tree we're hiding behind.
It's huge.
I think she should get a bonus die just for the sheer girth of this tree.
Okay, I'll give you a bonus die.
Thank you.
And Dominic looks very surprised. Yeah. He never would have thought that would fly.
It was a big oak tree.
I see one success, yes. Against one success for the scouts. And I'm going to make a GM call here, and I'm going to say that they don't see you, but they...
You smell that? No, what do you smell? I smell something in the air. Some bloody humans or something. I smell something. What? Let's have a look around, shall we?
And they split up and just like they're searching the perimeter quite actively now. You see this?
Are they going in their direction?
They're like circling around, going hither and thither, and you know, like, and without any certain purpose, because they don't have any leads to follow, but they're like, something's up.
I have a question. Do I have any weapons of some sorts left?
Oh, no.
No. That's what I thought.
No.
That's what I thought.
And who had the fifth copper coin?
He took it again.
Okay, yeah. So you did not lose the fifth copper coin.
That's so
thank goodness. It's worth so much.
Nissel's got them all.
I guess it's your lucky coin, Nissel.
You should probably have something to defend yourself with. So,
really?
Yeah. Take my broadsword.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you. Thank you so much.
Smart.
So I'm just butting in here. So here I am, the goblin. I'm looking at this and I'm seeing that I'm peering out and I can see that there, because you're only 20 meters away, right? You're not very far.
Well, 20 meters inside the camp. You're okay. Not at a campsite. Well, so say that they're about 60, about 180 feet away.
Sure. And now it's sort of, there's a bit of a buzz and there's goblins searching around in this area.
Yep.
Between them and safety.
Yes, there are two orc sentries.
And if there's something that I'm very, very good at, it's getting away and not being caught.
Okay.
And I've thought that actually I can leave where I am, I can go round the perimeter to the other end and create a diversion and then just bugger off and lead them off.
Okay.
From here. So that's what I'm going to go and do.
Do keep in mind that there are two pairs of sentries. If you go to the other side of the camp to make a diversion, you'll only alert those two and the rest of the camp. It's not sure that these two sentries will pick that up in quite a while.
I suppose. Okay. Nissel thinks that maybe he'll go around to the other end and create a diversion, but then he thinks to himself, but that's going to be other sentries. That's not going to help here at all. So he stays where he is and lets the action continue.
You guys in the pit, what do you do?
Do we see something between us and the edge of the camp?
You're going to pass some tents.
Okay, we go for the first tent.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you first.
Okay, we go. And I use cat's paw.
Okay, so basically this is instead of a roll, which means that I'd say you'd still be under the same roll, or the spell still lasts for you to enter the tent.
Yeah, because it was really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go for the first tent.
Okay.
Emily, do you want to roll for stealth, please?
Okay. Only three dies. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Come on now. Go on then. Ooh, that's rough. two fails and
you're supposed to be lucky,
so
I heard.
I don't think you want to push that, I
nope.
suppose, because you have all the willpower you're going to need for the rest of this campaign. More or less.
Lucky, maybe?
Yeah, lucky. I mean, that's one of them.
Yeah, lucky is only for the critical injury rolls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so you enter the tent. Roll a six-sided dice. If you roll a one, there's someone in the tent. If you roll 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's no one in the tent.
Who's rolling? She.
Yeah. Oh, six, yes.
Yeah.
So you enter the tent. It's empty.
Good.
So good.
How long do you stay there?
We have a look and see what we see.
Is there anything we can take? You know, I haven't taken anything for a long time. You know, I like to collect stuff. You know, like I could
we're
sell
not staying.
To people.
We're
or,
not
you know,
staying.
No? Okay.
We are
okay, let's go.
Trying to get out.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, while you're peeking, she has a look around and she sees. Well, there's some weapons, of course.
Yeah.
Not many. A scimitar and a shield and.
Want it, need it, have to have it.
Okay.
Yes.
You got it. You have an orc scimitar.
Yeah.
And there's also a small bag that is clinging with coins.
That's my favorite. Is it gold or silver? We have to check.
Yes.
Do I check by like rolling some dice?
It's actually silver. And roll 2 6-sided dice. That's how many silver are in there. That is 4 silver coins.
Ooh, and they're all mine.
That's probably why someone left that. Yeah. Not so afraid of someone stealing them. Yeah, 4 silver coins.
I'm not going to show them to Nissel.
Yes.
Just gonna take
so you're basically looking for an opportunity where you won't have to roll for stealth, basically. Just get the fuck out. Okay, so you're waiting for an unknown amount of minutes. You guys on the outside, what are you doing? You saw them get out of the pit and then just bolting into a tent.
Into the tent? What are they doing in the tent? We're behind a tree.
A big oak tree. That's
still behind a tree.
It's an enormous oak tree.
It is.
But we're peering out from some of... Do you know how well it is with some of these big trees? And they've got these little branches sticking out from the trunk, which gives a nice, convenient bit of cover. So we're peeking out from behind the leaves there so we can see down... I think there's nothing to do but stay put and wait.
Yeah, until they come out of the tent. What do we see? We see still orcs, a few orcs going back and forth.
Yes,
I mean, it's
they're
not,
going back and forth.
So
roll
many.
1d6 each. If you roll a 1, either one of you, one of the sentries will, by chance, stumble upon you. That's a 6. And that's a 1.
The goblin got away with it, but the fighter didn't.
You notice that one of the sentries, like, did I see movement behind that oak tree? Is what his eyes are, you think he may be thinking. He's closing up. He's closing in on the oak tree. He's coming closer. He draws his scimitar. He comes closer. He's looking. He comes closer. He's 5 meters away.
Nissel, your bow.
Yeah, all right. I can shoot the fucker, but I don't have any extra willpower points. So, like, I don't know how well it's going to go, but I can do it. But, like, if I do that, then you'll probably just go, ow! And everybody else will wake up and come out here and they'll be fucked. Whereas you could just go and whop his head off in one go, couldn't you?
I could use my talent.
Once he comes behind the tree, it's like there's no
point.
I
could go with my talent. Either ambidextrous or path of... I think
yeah,
or both. Hmm?
I would actually like you to draw an initiative card against me.
Okay.
Because he has his sword drawn.
My move.
Varina goes first.
So, I'm going to ignore his armor. And that's Path of the Blade.
Spend a willpower point for that.
So I will spend a willpower point. He's coming 5 meters within. I have a look at Nissel. Nissel shakes his head no. With the bow and arrow. So I take my long sword.
Yeah.
And I take my warhammer in the other.
To ignore armor.
One success.
One success. Do you want to push that?
Yes. All right.
So the pushed reroll. Ah, you get that willpower point back. One damage, two strength. Still only the one hit. You ignore armor, though, and it's damage two. So two damage to the scout from the longsword. You want to go with the warhammer as well?
Yes.
Ambidextrous will let you do that?
Yes.
You can't use Path of the Blade, so you can't ignore armor this time. But he has only studded leather, so probably that won't matter much. Go ahead. The same amount, except one less white, but this time two black.
Nice. One success.
I was going to say, now you're talking. I had it on the tip of my tongue, and then I was like, where are all the crossed swords? There are none. There's one, but no ones. So one success. Do you want to push that roll?
Where is he in the damage zone?
You don't know.
Not yet.
He's going to have either three or four in strength.
Okay.
And you've done two damage now.
Okay.
And he has armor, which he may use to get that one hit away.
I'll push. Two
successes. Now you're talking. Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to roll for armor now. One success. That is not enough. You clog him with your warhammer, and he just goes... Roll a d66 for critical injury. Blunt weapons.
Oh.
65.
Splat.
Crushed skull. Lethal, yes. Effects during healing, nice. Your adventure and
good
your life ends
Angela.
Here. You just smash his Verena. Fucking head in.
Finally. Verena was getting a bit blood hungry.
So with the first blow of your longsword, you hit him really hard, pushing him into the trunk of the tree, making his head like go against the trunk. And then with your other hand, you bring up your warhammer and you just smash his head like between the hammer and the anvil, and it just pops like a pimple.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's gross.
You're like, beautiful.
Nissel the goblin, he's just looking at this with kind of dreamy envy. Do you know, you just can't do that with an arrow.
Can we take his weapons?
Yeah, sure.
Let's take his weapons and his armor for you. Do you have any armor?
I've got studded leather armor, but he's a big bugger.
There is, and he also has studded leather, but there is another scout out there, you know.
Oh, the two that
yeah,
are coming up
are
in
two.
4 minutes.
They are. No. They're
in pairs.
Patrolling
in pairs. There's another one stiffing about, right?
Yep.
Okay. But he didn't see us, did he?
No.
Did he now?
No, he didn't.
As per usual, the GM rolls really crappy. So no, the other sentry, he goes like, I think the smell was coming from over there. I'll just pop over there and have a smell. And he just walks along in the other direction. Like, yeah, I'm onto something now, I am.
And we drag this orc body well out of sight behind the tree, between the two of us, and we resume our watchful duty.
And the druid sees this.
The opportunity.
Do we take...
And we run.
The opportunity arises. Do you run or do you sneak out of the camp?
Oh, we sneak out.
You sneak out. Roll for it. The one with the lowest score rolls. I will not make an opposed roll because no one is keeping watch for you. So as long as you get one success, that's enough. So what do you have in stealth, Jacob? Total dice.
Agility. 2.
Plus stealth?
Nothing.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm guessing you... No, you can't have below that, Annelies. So he will... you roll, Jacob, your 2 dice.
Or do I meld my mind with the cat?
Well, then I'm going to make Annalie roll. You can't cheat the system like
no,
that.
No, I know.
Cheat the system. Sneaky druid.
Okay.
So, are you going to let go of the dice?
Who's the worst at stealth? Okay. Well, that's me. Okay, then you make the roll. Oh, but I use a spell and I ought to succeed.
Spell yourself out of anything. Yes,
Thomas Harenstam will have my head if I let you do that.
I rolled 22.
Nuts. So
that's
stealthy.
Nothing.
That's fuck all. Do you want to push that? Why not?
Do it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm going to push.
What are the odds of rolling two snake eyes?
They're not very high. 23.
Yeah. No
that's
success.
That's nothing.
No. So this means that as you are leaving the camp, you are like 30 meters out from the camp. That is when the scout that was on his way over there, like, turns his head and, like,
well, like, that's the prisoner, guys. And that fucking druid.
So.
Alarm!
Oh.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We see so, this. Nisselen and Vorena see.
Oh, yes. You see
we
this,
see this.
And you hear this.
And we, as quietly as we can scream, because we learned from last time not to scream. Run! We don't want to scream, run.
Run!
We try to get eye contact with Odvir, who gets eye contact. He looks straight for us because we are his only hope now.
Yes.
And
Alira
doesn't know where we are because she hasn't seen us yet.
Yeah.
We get contact with Odvir and we... Run. And we lead the way.
Hopefully, for the last time, for a long while, will you please all roll for move?
Move it.
One success. Since you have a head start, all that it takes is an average of one success per party member. And you're quite well off now, attribute-wise, aren't you? You're not as in such a bad state as you normally are when you're trying to get out of this kind of situation. Right. Yeah, go ahead, Dom.
I'm okay.
Dominic.
I see one, two, three successes right away from the goblin.
Ooh, nice.
That means the rest of you three guys only need one total to get out of this. Who's going to roll now? The druid rolls. He picks up the dice and he rolls. No successes.
No successes.
The fighter, Vorena. She will roll a total of 5 dice. And now, let's see, she does not succeed with any rolls, with any dice at
so
all.
We can...
So we have Annalie now. Last hope.
One
success!
4 between us. We're sorted. And you know what? I happen to have in Fast Shooter, or is it Sharpshooter? Anyway, I know I've got it in one of them, that I can shoot somebody while I'm running.
All right.
I'd like to do that.
Sure, go ahead.
Because, like, why not? That bastard who saw us and made us run
so
like
if
this.
So if he can't point the way,
then
that would be an advantage.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So
shoot
I'm
going to
shoot the fucker while I'm running away, which is not would not only be satisfying, but it's a bit neat, even if I say so myself. So here we go.
And you got the, don't
for
the black
that.
Ones.
Oh, and I get an extra one for...
For the sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter.
No, because you can't do both.
Run
is that
and
the sharpshooter? You can't use both rank 1 and rank 2 of the same talent.
Rules.
Sorry, Dom.
Okay, here we go.
There you go. 1, 2.
Two,
yeah. And if you push that, you're going to break your bow.
I'm not doing that.
No. And he gets 1 success. What's the damage on that? Is it 1 damage?
It is 1 damage.
Yeah, so 1 point of damage to his strength. You put the arrow in his thigh, and he just goes, oh, I'm going to eat you in my cook pot tonight.
And I'm just, as I run away, because I can do this when I'm running as well, I'm just sticking my fingers up at him. You.
You're the goblin fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do
classy.
That now that you know very you've classy. Made the move roll, so you know you're going to get away, so you might as well.
That's right.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the getaway car.
Yeah. You're out of the situation. And you're healthy enough for me not to demand some kind of endurance roll to keep pressing on because you managed to get out of the conflict.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. So
to be honest, that's like a miracle that we got through that with Alira.
Thank you for acknowledging.
I have to say here that I am aware that my slightly impatient actions in the first time I went to that camp might have incurred some inconvenience to some members of our party, or maybe everybody, but particularly to you, peddler. Although, to be honest, I think they've given you quite a fetching haircut there.
Yes, I look like a naked chihuahua with my big ears standing out of my head. Either I need an ear reduction or
as a mark of my apology, I would just like to give you this one copper coin.
To buy a hat.
You give me one. I can't even buy a fucking hat for this.
It's the thought that counts.
No, not for you. Oh, I need my hair back. Could somebody heal me or something? Because I need my hair back. Because otherwise I can't manipulate and shit.
Let's go collect our artifacts.
Okay.
So I'm asking Alira here. I mean, you've been put at risk by other people's mistakes before, but...
So many times.
Has anyone ever risked their lives to come back for you before?
No!
So what does that make Alira feel like, do you think? What's going on inside of her? I know it's frustration due to being put in this situation, but still, this kind of feeling of them telling you, like, you're a party member, leave no one behind, that kind of stuff. What's her reaction, her inner reactions to that?
Well, she's not happy at all. Of course, she feels betrayed by her friends. I mean, she was even getting nicer. She was trying to be a bit nicer to everyone, just to, you know, for the first time in her life, she was starting to have close friends. So she's kind of devastated over here, yeah.
Okay, so it's rather one step backwards than one step forward for her at this moment.
Yes.
Okay, I see. Interesting to see how that will develop. So, you're away from the orc camp. You are safe. I'm supposing you head for the glade. For the glade and the big oak tree. Yeah. You need to hike for a quarter day to get there. And you need someone to lead the way.
I will lead the way.
You'll lead the way this time. Mm. Survival roll, please.
Lorena will lead the way.
Did that go quite poorly last time?
It did. But you don't have you don't have so much. You want to lead the way instead?
No, I know it's not a lot of dice. No. I think it'll be good. Be character building or something for you, I'm sure.
It's true. Oh, well. Done is done. Decision is made. Got one success. Two successes.
I take it all back.
Lorena leads you through the forest, straight as an arrow, into a goblin's thigh, finding shortcuts, finding ways to move quickly, silently, through the woods. And we're heading into evening as you finally see that the trees are growing more and more scarce and there's more and more distance between them, and finally you realize you're out of the forest. And ahead of you, you see a small cluster of trees. In the midst of these, you see a towering oak tree, its crown stretching up many, many meters. Maybe 230 feet up into the air. It's an enormous oak tree. It's majestic.
Wow. Think of the birds that will be in that. There'll be bloody hundreds of them.
We can just camp right under this tree until the orc shows up.
Or climb it. We can climb it.
If they're not there already.
That's true. We could sleep up in the branches to be more safe.
Yes, let's do that.
So we go straight to the group of trees and walk towards the enormous one in the middle.
Yeah.
In the glade.
Look at the way that the sun is coming through the all of the different leaves. They all look different now when the sun is shining through them from up above like that.
Do we see anything there other than the tree?
Some birds.
Excellent.
I've never seen those kinds of birds before. Odwill, what is that bird there?
That is a woodpecker.
Oh, how glamorous.
It's a lesser-spotted woodpecker. I've been looking into it a bit. In my newfound interest.
But why are you whispering?
I don't know. There's
because
something about this.
If you talk loud, then the birds go away. It's just basic common sense.
Oh, why do you care about birds so much suddenly? All of a sudden you care about birds?
Never you mind.
You say bird every second word. You say bird, 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 bird. And trying to impress Oddweird.
It's almost like a bit of a church, this place, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Do you sense magic here? Druid.
It's a magic bird. It's magic bird church. It's a magic bird church. We're finally here. Yay.
Lyra has no spirituality whatsoever. Like,
has she found my booze?
Oh, that was your booze? I think I'm fucking worth it, don't you think?
Arha has
this is
here.
Great. I need a drink.
Of course.
Yeah, join me.
How long are we waiting here?
Jacob, I'd like you to roll a d6 for consumables for your drink.
Ooh.
You're out of drink.
Because I drank it all.
I am?
You're out of booze, man.
This is only day 4?
Yep.
Out of 13.
Really it was good.
Can you keep note of that, Jacob? Just how many days you've been an alcoholic?
Yes, it's been 4 days.
Quite high-functioning alcoholic, I must say.
Yeah, of course.
You can absolutely. Run
yeah. I've drunk given out
that.
Of
that.
Well,
saved
you haven't seen him on an abstinence streak yet.
No.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, not the... Oh, the sad druid's coming back.
Druid's the worst druid.
Oh, look at that. Like magic.
We should get him some wine.
This is really bad. This is so bad.
1 damage to agility a day without booze.
1 damage to agility
a day.
How many agility points do you possess?
2.
What?
Oh.
Quick, somebody find him some booze.
Find him something.
Is there any way
guys, I really, really, I really need something
to
drink, and I don't need, I need water as well, but I also need some liquor.
Can we get your bird to do it?
We hear you. Do you know what?
No.
It's like, couldn't we do some home brewing or something?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean, here
thing.
We are in the middle of a bloody forest. I mean, there's any number of things you could make booze from.
Yeah.
It takes quite a long time, doesn't it? Scratch that idea.
Our game master is totally busting up
anyway,
laughing.
Like,
he's
basically,
like, no.
Here we are.
Our GM is crying. He's like, come on, people, come on.
we've come to the tree. We've come to the glade.
Yes,
all we need,
done all that.
All we need is the orc messenger with our bloody gear.
Where is he?
And, well, it seems like in the meantime we need to get some liquor for the druid. As well.
Yeah, because it's getting annoying.
So it's...
The question is...
So I haven't lost any agility yet, right?
You will at the end of the day. And then and the other point at the end of next day. And what happens then is that you'll be broken. And someone can heal you and you can get some points back.
Okay.
Okay, so we will just heal them.
But you are down to... There's only 3 guys of you with food... And none of you have water. So you need to find water and you need to find food.
So here we are. The only thing we have to do is wait, don't we? So one of us can go hunting and one can go looking for water.
Right.
Yeah. Two survival rolls from one player each.
I will try to find water.
Okay.
Can we just eat the birds? We can throw a stone at the birds.
Don't mention the birds. We don't eat birds.
I didn't say anything about eating birds.
Yeah. You find some water.
Did
absolutely.
I?
One success.
For the day.
Hmm?
Find a small spring trickling down the plain into the glade.
Maybe I pushed the...
If you want to.
Yeah, I want to.
You need that willpower points, right?
Yeah. Another success.
And one willpower point. And one damage to... What's that? Wits. Yes, indeed. So you find this stream is not only trickling, it's pouring.
Sweet.
Yep. And the other survival roll for foraging or hunting or fishing. No, not fishing. Well, you have a stream, so you can fish if you want to. But you don't have any fishing rods, no. So hunting or foraging.
At throwing.
It's a survival roll either way.
I can go hunting.
Good.
I'll go. I'm off.
Bye.
Okay.
Agility and survival, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, wits and survival. Yep.
Yep. One.
One. You find food for one person.
Aha.
Yes.
Well, seeing as I got three... skulls there. I don't think I'm going to be pushing that.
No, I don't think so either. So, which one? You were the one who rolled a 2 to with your consumable D6, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the rest of you guys rolled D6. If you roll 1 or 2, your food is out.
Vorena's food is out.
Not Elira's. And the druid's food, Odvir, his food is... he still has some food. Yeah.
Maybe I should go hunting. My food is out.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. So wits and survival. Yep.
Yes.
You find some food as well.
I find some food.
Yes.
A little rabbit, maybe?
Yeah, small rabbit, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have food and you have water for this day, which means that you can rest. So if you have any injuries to your attributes, you heal those. Which actually means that you heal that agility, Jacob, that you lost from being an alcoholic. No, you're not lost it yet. Sorry. But you heal the wits that you lost. You're resting. You're sleeping, eating, drinking. And at the end of the day is when you get your agility damage. But you'll be sleeping the following quarter day after getting the injury. So... you get it all back right away.
Okay.
Yeah. But if someone would have approached your camp at sunset, then you would have your agility lower to 1.
So we sleep through the night.
Yes, you do indeed. And you wake up at the earliest, about evening time tonight, the messenger should come with the artifact. So, you have some campfire time, some downtime. Is there something you want to do?
Do you know? So, I met these three in this dungeon. And since then, it's just been one thing after another. We've been killing people together. And we've been running and we've been fighting and we've been doing one thing or another. But I don't really know who the bloody hell you three are. In a way, I do. I know what you do. I know what you don't do. But I don't know who you are. Who are you? Where are you from?
Who are you looking at as you say this?
Well, you, Druid. Birdman. Where are you from?
Well, if you want to know, I can tell you how I met my master. I've already told you where I used to live and how I grew up. But it was, I mean, my father died, and it was almost a year after his death that this small, slim woman, she stepped into the inn where I worked. And she had this long dark hair, and she was wearing woolen leather. She was very small, but proud.
really proud and almost twice as old as I. And she was wearing a silver necklace with chlorine and teeth from dead animals. Without making any, you know, dramatic entrances, she just caught my, she caught my undivided attention. And I secretly looked at her for a long time, and I couldn't take my eyes off her. And she radiated such a calm and inner peace that I instinctively knew that I had to look her up as soon as I got free from my shift. But when I did, she was gone, and it was like, had she even been there? I was very unsure, and I was asking the guests if they had seen her, but nobody seemed to have noticed her. Nobody had seen her. So I was a bit disappointed, and I just wanted to get home because my shift has ended, and it was the end of the working day, so I started to go home. And at that time I was really, really I have started to be a lot out in the woods, so I thought I'd take a detour through the woods. And I had, when I walked like half the distance to my home, I suddenly felt something. I felt like I was being followed. And I thought I saw in the corner of my eye a wolf following me around, like maybe a stone throw into the forest beside the walking path. And so I just stopped, and I felt how the hair in the back of my neck was rising, and I was staring right in front of me, and I didn't dare to look at my sides, but I kind of felt this strange, like I was in the wolf's head, like we connected in some way. And when I turned there to see it, it again was gone. And I continued, and it was the whole feeling, the whole, it was like the everything stood still for that moment. But after I had looked, it was gone. The moment was gone, and I didn't feel anything until I put the key into my door. And then it came again, this feeling, really, really hard. And I heard the voice, and she said my name. And I turned around, and there she was, the same woman. And after that, I've been following her as her adept. She was teaching me, she became a master, and she told me about the animals, stuff that I didn't know about them, started to teach me how to talk with them, and yeah, all these things. So that is the first time that I really got this strange sensation of being together with the animals in their minds.
She was a wolf.
Yeah. Yes, she was. She was a shape shifter.
I had a wolf.
So she could go back and forth between an animal form and her human form. And I hope that I will be able to do that myself someday.
Did she teach you?
Yes, but I haven't been able to do it. I'm not strong enough.
Do you have like a special animal that you will change to if you decide to do it when you can?
I don't think that... It doesn't... I think that she had some favorite animals that she could turn into. But I think that she would have the ability to change into whatever animal that she would have wanted to if she had concentrated long enough.
And Odvir, how did she die?
She died right in front of me, and there was nothing that I could do for her. So that was a very, very sad moment.
Was she hunted?
No, it was the Rust Brothers. They just kept torturing her, and I just shouted at them that they should stop. And that was right before I met you, and that's why I couldn't think straight after that. When she died, she told me to keep fighting those wicked, evil humans. And I'm going to revenge her.
Would you like it if we had a ceremony for her? I mean, you never got to have any sort of funeral. Sometimes that might help to maybe have closure. Maybe we can, even though we didn't know her, but if you like, we could maybe have some sort of ceremony that would pay respects to your teacher.
That's very beautiful of you. That's so nice of you guys too. I'm really touched by that. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, we can do this right now if you want to. And I could sing something to honor her memory or something if you want me to. I'm available for that if you want me to do that. Yeah.
I think that would be beautiful. I would love to hear that.
What was her name again?
Her name was Melidra.
So, I'm just gonna sing this song to honor her memory, and if we just stand and hold her hands, and we can just send our thoughts to her wherever she is. Okay? Okay.
Roll for performance.
No success.
You wanna push that roll?
Yes!
Sure. Can you save the two failures? You're gonna get some. You're stacked with willpower points now. 3 willpower points, 3 damage to empathy. This song.
I changed my mind.
It does not honor her memory as well as it might have. She doesn't really hit the notes, and she's hesitating on the lyrics quite a bit.
Okay.
Thank you very much for trying.
My father in the village that I was raised in, called Anotte, in an alder land village, sometimes he was called upon to create say something or create some sort of funeral for people who passed away. And he wasn't a man of so many words, but he did teach me this action, and we have a fire here, and I will use my long sword to create a pattern of movements that would honor Melidra. So Verena takes her long sword from her sheath, and she raises it with both of her hands above her head, and she places it ceremoniously over the fire. And she walks slowly, clockwise, around the fire, heating the blade. She stops in the west. She stops in the north. She stops in the east. And she stops south. And when the blade is red hot, she starts a dance with the sword, backing away from the fire and getting a little bit more into the, taking a few steps back with the darkness, and creates a light with her sword until there is no more blade, there's no more glow from the sword anymore, but the last little ember from the sword kind of floats up into the air, and we can see it disappearing above the oak branches.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Like, you've done something and you did something, and it's like us goblins, we're not much up for like rituals and stuff, but I had a wolf and I lost my wolf. And after I lost my wolf, you see, when I'd had a wolf, me and my wolf, sometimes in the evenings, we just howl together. You know what wolves do? They just howl.
Yeah.
It's bloody great. So he'd howl and I'd howl. And after I lost him, now and again, when I'd be there in the evening by myself, and I was on my own, then I just put my head back and I just howl. And I just thought about your master there as a wolf. And with that, Nissel, he puts his head back and he howls up into the sky so that the sound goes up through the branches of this enormous tree and up into the sky. And he's gone. And it's silent again.
Wow.
That was super loud. I'm impressed.
How did you get it tamed? Did you train the wolf? How did the wolf not bite you? Were you his pack?
Us goblins, we ride on wolves. It's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
They're our mates, you know. I mean, he was no fucking ordinary wolf, I'll tell you that. He was the biggest, fiercest fucker you've ever met. Bloody brilliant he was. He wasn't really mine to start with. He belonged to the chief of my village, but the chief of my village, to be quite honest, between you and me, like, he was a bit of a wazzick. And he didn't deserve this wolf, you know. I go into the shed behind his house there, you know, and I'd sit and I'd spend a bit of time with that wolf and we'd like get on. Nobody else gave him any mind, so like one night I just thought, oh, fuck it, and I just untied the wolf and the two of us, we just slipped out of the village like together, and that was that. Of course we couldn't go back, you know, I'd gone and nicked the bloody chief's wolf, what can you do? But that was all right, because anyway, to be quite honest, like, well, you know, us goblins, like, we do like the redistribution of wealth, as it were. But I did tend to like it more even than most goblins. And some people didn't like that very much. So I didn't have a lot of friends in the village. So, but I had this wolf. Two of us, right? We were just off in the forest, all over together. It was just me and him against the world. And I'd be on his back. You should have seen us. Should have seen us.
Well, yeah. You'd shooting with your arrows on his back, I can imagine.
Hunting, fighting. And you go into, right, I'd ride him into some village and you'd see some, like, you'd see these kind of hard types, you know, who'd otherwise be jumping on a little goblin like me, but no, they fucking wouldn't. Not when I was on the back of this wolf. No. See the two of us together, yeah, and they just step back and you just go through in the middle of him. It's bloody great, it was.
Oh,
what
great.
Happened to this
what
wolf?
Happened to, yeah, what happened to it? Him?
The thing is that one day we were on this fucking road. Why I took that fucking road on that day, I don't know, but we were on this road. And this war band came along, bloody humans, begging your pardon over there, but anyway, they captured us. and they chained up the wolf and they wouldn't let me see him. And they made me be a scout, so they sent me out in front of the warband. So, like, I could have buggered off any time, right? Easy, no problem, except I'd have had to leave the wolf behind. And those fuckers, they knew they can sense that kind of thing, the bastards. So they'd keep him chained up. They'd use him as a night guard, you know, because he'd smell anything before they could ever do so. I'd be sent off in front as a scout, and this just went on and on. And they were just a bunch of, you know, fuckers. And they'd treat me like an animal, and they'd kick me around, and they'd throw things at me, and they'd call me names, and there was nothing I could do, because they had me wolf. What could you do? So I went out in front of this lot every fucking day, until finally I couldn't bear it anymore. And of course, what I was looking for was the chance to go and get me wolf back. But they knew that that's what I was waiting for. So they never gave me a chance. Anyway, one day, right, we're going along and I'm up ahead and I see that there's this bunch of those horse people up there. There's another human warband up there. Now, of course, what I'd usually do is I'd go back to my warband and I'd tell them. But today I thought, no. So instead, I went up to this enemy and I said to them, look, we can have a bargain. I can go back to my warband and I can tell them that the coast is clear. And then my lot is going to walk straight into whatever ambush you want to set. But there's a price. I want the wolf and I want my freedom. So I made these buggers. I made them swear an oath, you know, for whatever that was fucking worth. And then I went back to my warband and I said to him, you know, there's nobody out there. It's fine. You can carry on. So they did. And he went straight into this ambush. I was on the edge of the trees and I'm looking at it, right? And one of the things I see is that the bloke who's holding the chain of the wolf, he gets killed. So like the chain falls down and immediately my wolf smells me. And he's running through me. He's running straight towards the edge of the forest, straight towards me. And I know in just a few moments, me and him, it's going to be the two of us against the world together. We're going to melt off into the trees. We'll be gone. And that'll be that. And then one of these fuckers from this enemy warband, he sees the wolf going and he gets his bow and arrow and he just looses his arrow and he goes right to the side of my wolf. No. And my wolf falls down. So I took out my bow and I fucking dropped him straight away. And then I just took the rest of the arrows and I just sent them flying into them. I didn't give a shit whether it was the enemy band or my band. I just dropped as many of them as I could. And of course, in the end, those bastards, they saw me, so I had to run. And I slipped and squirmed down amongst these boulders and I escaped.
Oh, no.
And then I went back, you know, later on to where they'd all been and there he was, you know, lying there. Except they cut his fucking head off now. And I realised, looking at him, it's like he'd had an arrow in his side, but like maybe he hadn't been dead. There was a chance. Maybe he hadn't been dead. Maybe. But it was too fucking late for that. So I took whatever I could find on this bloody battlefield. Everybody else, you know, the ones who'd survived, there weren't many of them by the looks of it, they buggered off. And I went off by myself. That was that. And the only time I ever saw any of those bastards again, I was just sneaking into the house of this merchant to do a little bit of this, you know, redistribution of wealth that I like doing. And he had this bodyguard, and who should this bodyguard be but one of these from my warband who'd been kicking me and abusing me all this time. And I would have got away, but you know, there he was, the fucker. So I put an arrow in his side and he didn't die quietly, and the next thing is I end up in that bloody dungeon with you lot, which, to be quite honest, quite frank, when all said and done, hasn't been such a bad thing.
Aww.
Wow.
I'm sorry about your wolf.
Yeah.
I will.
Seemed like a really cool wolf.
That's such a sad story.
Yeah.
These things happen.
How far away is your village? Where is it that the goblins keep house? Where is it that you...
Well, here, there, and everywhere. We come from this forest called the Shroud. It's not far from the mountains. Our village, pretty close to the uplands there, pretty rocky there under the trees. We move around a bit, you know, it's what we do. Bit nomadic, but that's where we're from.
I heard
Long
about that
bloody
village.
Way from here.
I heard about that village, which sounds kind of scary, though. You used to tell tales about your village when we were, you know, getting to sleep, you know, when we were kids. Me and...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well.
But you're not that scary.
Oh. Well, it's touching to hear that you were a bit scared of us.
Well.
It's quite a nice thought, to be honest.
Or maybe I just want to make you happy again.
Aye. Well, you did. It worked.
Okay.
Yeah, smashing.
Good.
Well, maybe it's... When this is all done, who knows what Archa has to offer. Maybe you might have enough to buy yourself a new wolf. Maybe one day.
Well, I don't know whether he could be replaced, but well, well, it'd be grand.
I would love to ride on a wolf one
Me
day.
Too.
Oh, I tell
that
you.
Would be,
just let us ride the wolf when you get a wolf.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it in the world.
What's that?
You hear the running of feet across the plain. You look out. You see one lone orc running. Has a small backpack.
Who's that?
It's the messenger.
It's running straight for the glade.
Yes, it is.
Archa.
Isn't it?
Has delivered.
It must be. I don't
his
believe
body.
It. He's kept his bloody word.
I've got my hand on my sword, nevertheless.
That's good thinking right there.
It's an orc.
So let's go meet him, right? Right? No?
No, stay where we are.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm just so eager to see what he has in his backpack.
It's not a very big backpack, is it?
It can still be valuable.
The orc runs up. Straight to you. Like he's expecting you to be there. Just goes like,
"All right then, Chief says you're supposed to have this."
And he takes off his backpack, just leaves it on the ground, and then just bolts off south again. You're standing there, looking down at this backpack. It contains something. But what? We will find out next
time!
Thank you all for joining us for this exciting and quite emotional episode.
Yeah.
You guys really have done some smashing job with your backstories. It's very moving. So please, dear listeners, if you want more of this, join us again next week as Sweden rolls once again! Woo!
You've listened to Sweden Rolls, four actors playing the best of Swedish RPGs. Forbidden Lands is published by Free League, Fria Ligan, and the setting was created by Erik Granström. If you like our podcast, please grade us and give us a review on iTunes. It only takes 1 minute of your time, but it helps us immensely in trying to make this podcast reach more and more listeners. We have weekly giveaways available for those who follow us on Facebook, so make sure to find us there. We're launching a Patreon campaign, and I really recommend you to check that out. We need your help to keep this podcast going, and we also have some nice rewards for those of you who may consider throwing us a buck or two. The music for Sweden Rolls is created by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.